That's not how Parliament works.
It's 492.
Let me the vote. Not to be the part. That's not to one of the people. Because it is the taken that member of the What options do we have?
Where is 475? I need to get in this again.
475 is this level.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we must continue.
At this level.
Yeah, and then we'll call him. Okay, probably.
Oh, yeah. So, you're not in Parliament now,
right? I like your question.
Oh, yeah, you have committee.
Oh.
Oh, really? No, I'm here. I'm going to have a call.
The report that goes
to the House
is the adjustment appropriation in the
green paper.
Yeah.
Those three.
In particular.
But the oversight. But those are the crucial ones. Mm-hmm. And then the oversight one, I think we must
get it off. The quarterly report?
Yes, a lot of corrections.
No, what I'm saying, is it for tabling or...
I don't know what happened.
Quarterly report, when they go to the house, is it for consideration or for noting?
Sure.
For consideration.
But I think we must reward him with full membership at some point, He's
on the bench for the team.
Who's
one of the least.
Oh, okay. The old crop.
You know, I'm not going
Gavin
to say
Gavin Cowley. Gavin Cowley.
Yeah, I know.
Now, we're common state. You know, university, school basketball, he benched for the Springbok. Many years ago, but he never played for the Springbok.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair.
Well, my son is writing psychology now. He doesn't shift through the night.
I know.
Throughout the night.
Sitting on Tuesday.
Keep him going. Walk around the hospital. Put your hands in the air. Drink the water.
Where is he? Fifth day. Yeah, he must drink.
He's writing now.
I'm sure he will do well.
Yeah.
We went to the night.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
Read the books and I was
No. Well, it's coming from you.
Because he must pass psychology.
Yeah. So you want
one, one of those subjects.
Okay,
He doesn't need the art, he must pass.
No. Yeah, in order to accumulate sufficient credit. Yeah, in order to meet the requirements for the degree. Yeah, universities are strict.
Yeah, I'm getting home.
Ask your permission.
She said it was an open day.
I was talking to her.
Yeah.
plus the four.
The only question is how many deans of courts are we going to do? The letter to the state. I don't say that is a good example.
So, are we debating, which report are we debating on?
On the program,
yes.
Indicated here that the basis from the MTBBS.
Only
in the budget policy statement that has a habit here.
Only.
So implications are two reports to be debated. The one on macroeconomic projections and fiscal framework, which was a joint report, and this one. This is why it's critical that we adopt this today so that we can
meet the deadline.
And the WIP indicates who's taking part in which debate.
No, it's your job. We'll get advice from them.
No, that's in front.
Well, how do they do it? I don't know what's the makeup of that. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know. It's a prestige about a house.
I will put it out after the people.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
There's another.
That's my option.
Yeah, no, let's go to the future.
Yeah. You don't need to wait anyway. Say you need the 7 o'clock bus, but the station is falling. There's still no pressure about
it. It's a lot of business for
Not at all.
Honourable members, good morning and welcome at this meeting. We are all good for time, it's a Friday. We are expecting Honourable Lee to come and assist us to make up a quorum. Honourable Montisi, I believe, is on its way. Let us recap again. Last night we dealt with the consideration of the adjustment appropriation, the report on the green paper, and the report on the oversight visit to Mpumalanga. That's the report we did last night. Are we all together? And today, as I have it, it's the report on the quarterly spending of conditional grants. Which one is that? On the MPPBS. Did you dish it out now?
The one that we dealt with here, the appropriation bill adjustment, the clean paper, the Mpumalanga report.
Fine. Now, on the program, as printed as we received it, this one, for next week, Thursday was indicated the 19th of November that this committee will deal with what's going from this committee to the House, the consideration of the adjustment appropriation bill, the medium-term budget statement policy, that's a debate. Good morning, Margaret. Welcome. Consideration of the green paper on the national strategic planning. So this is going from this committee to the House. But last night, myself and Honorable Chani was phoned by Honorable Magadla. The program of the 19th of November is brought forward to Tuesday the 17th. My request was to Honorable Magadla that please tell us what is also happening on Tuesday. That is brought forward, so we're waiting for that feedback. I want to ask all the members, we've got the conditional grants reports, there was the fall then. and then this report on the adjustment appropriation. I think the priority one is the one of the adjustment appropriation. On the medium term budget statement, can we deal with that? You've got it in front of you. That is the one. This is one that was 86. You must please bring me on board now because you've got caught your sight now.
Okay. What I can say on this report that is before us is that it is technically a joint report with the Standing Committee on Appropriations because the hearings were done jointly.
Yes.
The challenge was, when this report was adopted by the Standing Committee on Appropriations, Select Committee on Appropriations were not there. Now that is a challenge that is a report that was not adopted by this committee. That is why this report, which is similar, slightly different from the report that was adopted by the Standing Committee on Appropriations, is before this committee for adoption, so that it can be 80 seats as a report of this committee and be sent to the NPO for it to be debated next week, Tuesday.
Okay. All the members, we just received this. You want time to read through it?
Why can't he take us through the areas you are saying that there are slight differences? Because this member is familiar with the protocol, if he can refer from those areas.
Thank you. Thank you. The thrust of report is as follows. It's an introduction, just like any other introduction. And in terms of the Moneyballs Amendment and Related Matters Act, we, as the Select Committee on Appropriations, we must look at the spending issue. We are mandated by the Act to do so. So this report focuses only on the spending priorities of the government and what the MTPPF is saying about those spending priorities. As you can see, number two talks about budget priorities for the medium term. What are budget priorities in terms of the MTPPF for this year? And the report is structured in such a way that it looks at the five, I'm still at the bottom of page one, it talks about the five priority areas of our government. One is job creation, two is education, three is health, four is rural development, five is fighting against crime and corruption. If you go through the report, you will find out that these five key priority areas are discussed throughout the report. So the report is about what is MTPPS saying about these five priorities. In terms of, for example, job creation, we are all aware that starting from the 2009 State of the Nation address by our president, there is more focus on job creation via the so-called Expanded Public Works Program, EPWP. Where the president promised that they are planning to create approximately 500,000 jobs this year. So the policy statement that is before us, yes, it is adding money to support job creation. The statement is doing the same thing to education. They are getting more money. Health, they are also getting more money. And in the health sector, there's a burning issue there of the national health insurance. The Department of Health is in advanced stage of planning for the national health insurance. However, the challenge is it has not gone through formal structures at cabinet level. So that is why that an NHI system cannot be discussed at length in meetings like this. Rural development. That is where we've got a serious cause for challenge. And I think we are all aware of the challenges that are facing the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. They've got serious challenges in terms of land. They are going to use 80% of their budget for land reform. And that is a challenge because now this department is made of two sections, land reform and the actual rural development, as in people living in rural communities. That is a big challenge because now they only have 20% of their budget to take care of these people. If you go through this report, I would like to advise members, all of them, to go through at least 5.4. It's very important for all of us to read 5.4 because that is where there are serious challenges in terms of the medium-term budget policy statement. And why it is important for all of us to go through 5.4 line by line? Because our recommendations are mainly based on rural development strategy, where I feel that the government is having serious challenges. Otherwise, given the economic crisis, National Treasury tries their best to propose additions to all departments. If we can go through 5.41 line by line, I'm confident that you will be able to make meaningful contribution to key finding and recommendations that we I propose we make to the House. Through you, the chair, actually. Thank you.
Remember, if you time to reach to this, it's only 5.4.
I propose 5.4. I strongly propose 5.4.
Let's give me 5 minutes to work through 5.4 intensively.
For
I just came with the portion. So I'm not sure I would like to hear comments from our technical people. What is the role of other departments? I think about what happened also coming in to assist. I'm not hearing what the role would be of other departments, like agriculture and so on, in the whole project.
At the bottom of page 11, the top of page 12 is agriculture.
Oh, they talk about
it. No, it focuses on agriculture.
Okay.
But this is not in the NTBBS, but it's actually, and that's where the minister spoke about better coordination between departments.
Yes.
Because it boils back to extension offices.
Yes.
What he said here. And they can appoint a million of them, and they're not doing their work. We're not going to get any results. At the meeting, and when I was still a member of the Select Committee on Land Environmental Affairs, the minister was part of the meeting, Tina Chimata-Patterson. At this point, I put on the table, these people must be monitored, because they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Which are those two?
Extension office. They are the CDWs, like in local government, and they spell it in that agriculture called extension office.
Mm-hmm.
And they are operating in the region. I take my own region. They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, I'm not even sure what those startup reps would entail.
Because it also links to social services.
So this is because the other areas perhaps that can improve around the region.
Yeah.
He's looking at the livestock to improve the body. Improve the standard of wool, milk, even for the commercial purposes, to sell livestock, the sheep, the cattle, the wool. Because they are there already, it's not like they are going to buy for them. It's there, it's just that.
In the report there is there are submissions from the from COPTA.
Okay.
And it is recommended in directing the report that COPTA needs to take a leading role in ensuring coordination, because you know in South Africa it's not that we do not have money.
Yeah.
We do have money. Yeah. The problem is has to do with coordination. And the report is very clear and frank that people in rural areas, they've been kind of neglected in the past, and we cannot afford to do that. And that has resulted in shacks in urban areas, high level of unemployment in urban areas, because everybody is migrating from rural communities to urban areas. And again, the chair is talking about the social impact on that. These people, when they come here, they ended up not getting jobs, and they depend on social programs. You know, in rural areas, they are really suffering. Things like water, they've never heard of it. Things like HIV and AIDS programs, they've never heard about it. So really, you can see that the rural challenge needs to be, needs to have someone kind of full-time to coordinate it. Because they're suffering in all aspects of life.
Well, I think maybe another approach would be, seeing that this is a policy statement, this discussion can better be carried to the budget vote for the department, so that they, now that you are given so much, how you are going to utilize it. Now, this issue that the Honorable is raising must now be addressed. The department must convene Parliament that the money will be used. Because the policy statement, that is an intention. As government, we are serious about rural development. But the implementing agency, which is the department, must now come up with a clear policy, strategic plans, details, like we are saying, where there are structures, how are they going to go? There is a tendency of coming up with the new plans every year.
Honourable members, that you have gone to 5.4, excuse me. And we will come to our recommendations. Anything else, Mr. Peter?
No.
Chairman,
can I ask a question?
Yes.
In general, I'm comfortable with the very last line is one which concerns me, the 5.4 page strong. You know, the statement is made that government's working about attitude and landowners and safety and infrastructure. I'd yet to find a single example of that, and it's a generalization which I think we can't afford to do.
Which
paragraph? It's very last line of the last paragraph.
This problem is worsened by the attitudes of landowners who inflict the land prices.
Yeah. And it's a generalization. I mean, my own farmer offered for land reform at a price lower than the market price, and the Department of Land Affairs failed to take it up, and I've now followed it to another one. And because there's just no money for the state to buy, and I was selling it for their market. And generally speaking, my experience is that this sentence is not true as a generalization. I'm sure it's true in terms of some incidents, but I think we're particular about generalization.
I want to come in here because the minister told me that she comes from the same province as I do, that they are in discussions with organized commercial on Agri South Africa. On this. And the president of Agri South Africa also comes from my province, Johannes Moller, from Genus, from Spain. I know him very well. So that thing is being discussed at the highest level.
But Mr. Chairman, does that make it true?
I think what you reflected is also reality. But we should also be aware that not every farmer is doing
Not everyone is doing
it's
a fact. Yeah, it's not a general. Yeah. It's like sheep is inflating prices or houses or not. It just went sky high. And they can. Harris?
Can I make a proposal on how to end it?
Yes.
Would it be acceptable to say, in some cases, this problem may be worsened?
In some cases, this problem may be worsened by the attitude.
The question I asked about is the role of other departments. Actually, it's covered through the recommendations of that.
Yes.
They cover
it.
And take that part and run with it. And that comment, water affairs, etc. Because in my province, in my region, there are huge challenges. I'm taking this to my region. That's our responsibility as provincial delegates. To zoom now into your province and see in terms of this what's happening out there.
Yes, you are right. Because rural development touches on each and every department.
Yeah.
They are proposing that each and every department must have a rural development strategy, which is correct. They all have it. But now the problem is with the implementation. And remember, COCTA cannot go to the Department of Water Affairs and say, why you didn't do this? Because of separation of powers. There is a critical role for the Committee on Rural Development to call, to monitor and evaluate each and every department on the implementation side. As Tao was saying, yes, there is money in South Africa, trust me, there is money. But implementation is the problem.
Now, nothing stops the Select Committee on Appropriation to have a meeting jointly with the Select Committee on Agriculture and Water
and all the
departments and come, what are you doing? In terms of budget allocations, what happened? And you've got the experience as a member, you operated in your province.
Don't
you do that now for December, January, etc. And come back with that information and then we can go on with our
I would advise that we go to each and every recommendation. I did this last night around 1 o'clock, this morning, 1 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I was very tired. So please, starting with 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Honourable members, let us take point 6. Key findings. That's the correct wording. Key findings. That's the.
Let us read the paragraph, then members will decide.
All right, you go through it. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Thank you.
To tone down the language a little bit on point 6, given the current economic crisis, writing is unfair.
Given the current economic downturn, throughout the financial documentation, you see the word downturn, economic downturn issue, being used.
If you could use that terminology.
And variables not change. Can you propose this?
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are you done on the level?
No, yeah. I'm covered by the honorable minister finding the election.
Right.
Just to say it's difficult.
Well,
Chair, I'm afraid if you'll allow me, I'm going to propose that we go back to the high level quickly on 6 and 7.
Okay.
My view on the key findings and the recommendations is that I have no problem with these findings and recommendations.
Yeah.
But my feeling is they're not an adequate reflection on this report in its entirety.
Mm.
I believe that they're valid, but they probably encompass a single-digit percentage of what this report is about.
Mm.
And I'm afraid we need to have a much broader response to this report.
Mm.
Because the key issue in the report, actually, and it's reflected in the debate in the country, is the sustainability of the fiscal framework.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you.
The fact that we're in a recession, the government has taken a specific strategy, which is to maintain spending levels even though revenue is declining. And whether the fact that in 3 years' time we're going to have a public debt of 40% of GDP, our party has supported the minister's new approach. But it's quite a controversial one, and it's something which the entire country is debating. I don't think it's appropriate for this committee to keep findings and recommendations to deal solely with rural development. I strongly believe that these findings and recommendations need to be dramatically expanded to make it relevant to what the country is actually debating in this document. And actually, I'm going to propose that it goes away and gets submitted, but I don't think we can do it here by committee.
And some teaching, how do you want to bring me on board?
Thank you.
There's been APC by, was this a joint?
You mean the recommendation? No, the recommendation, I didn't want to repeat their recommendation. Okay. I didn't want to repeat their recommendation. But can I add something on what Honorable Harris is saying? As the Select Committee on Appropriations, we've got a clear mandate in terms of the Act, Money Boards Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. And on page 1, it is summarized clear. Our recommendations are expected to be based on 3 key areas. Number 1 is the spending priority. Number 2 is proposed division of revenue. Number 3 is proposed substantial adjustment to conditional grants. What I may advise this committee is that what Honorable Harris is talking about, it were going to be ideal if we included that in the previous report that was dealing with microeconomic projections and the fiscal framework. But surely I don't think there is anything that can prevent the committee from making those recommendations here.
In the
report that we adopted, which was a joint report with the Standing Committee on Finance,
yes.
The mandate that we had under the umbrella of the Select Committee on Finance was to look at macroeconomic projections and the fiscal framework. The mandate that we have now as the Select Committee on Appropriations is to look at spending issues, division of revenue, and conditional grants.
No, I think that the point that Mr. Harris is raising is still valid.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the two together.
It's valid in the sense that we're looking at spending patterns.
Yeah.
And we have focused ourselves on rural development.
Yeah.
That may be limiting to somebody who's not part of the government. I think the essence of the proposal is that why can't we add other areas as well? I think this is what I understand Honorable Harris to be saying. And my proposal, therefore, is that let's hear those areas and try to include them if we so feel. That would be my proposal. So that we don't really argue on whether it should be there or not. Because we're talking about the whole budget, we're talking about the whole. Expenditure pattern, not necessarily on rural development. It's correct to focus on rural development as some members would emphasize, even in discussion, that say, yeah, this is where we belong mostly. But let's cover other areas as well.
The committee report that went to the House from the Standing Committee on Association, their recommendations, as you read through that, because they actually had hearings, which we didn't do, but it was a joint meeting. And some of us could attend, others could not, because of circumstances. That's the question I was trying to ask.
I can summarize it. I have it before me. Their recommendations have to do with conditional grants. One is the committee is of the view that the rolled-over conditional grants should be shifted from one municipality to another due to lack of capacity to spend by any municipality. They are not into that. They do not want funds to be shipped from one municipality to another. What has been happening is that National Treasury will say, you are unable to spend, fine. We're going to take your money and give it to another municipality. But now that created a problem. The problem that now the underspending municipality now have a huge backlog because they are unable to spend their money. The committee is saying, instead, help these committees to spend this money, because at the end of the day, it's about development, it's about service delivery. Another recommendation was land is central to the implementation of the government comprehensive rural strategy. The committee recommends that financial resources be prioritized for land reform programs. So again, what we're saying is land is very expensive in South Africa. If the government wants to continue with their land reform strategy, it is critical that sufficient resources are made available for such initiatives.
And that is covered in bullet point number one.
Thank you.
In your recommendation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Number three, the Department of Public Works must capacitate itself adequately in order to address the issue of asset register. Here now, they were looking at the challenges that are being faced by the Department of Public Works. It was the opinion of the Standing Committee on Appropriations that the Department of Public Works is not doing enough in terms of the asset register. And the Department of Public Works defended themselves, saying that within the department, they've created the chief directorate, which is going to look at the asset register. Because the challenge they're facing is that they are not only maintaining the asset register of the department, but they are maintaining the asset register of all properties that are under government, which is a huge task. But now they've got a chief directorate, which means they're the chief director responsible for the asset register. Obviously, there are directors and the deputy directors thereafter. And the last proposal they made was the Department of Water Affairs must make adequate provision in its planning and budgeting to fund the maintenance of water infrastructure. With respect to Department of Water Affairs, they are embarking on new projects. But when they embark on those new projects, they look at them as capital projects. A capital project is the one that they implement in order to provide some services. But in their planning, they do not provide for maintenance. And now that's the problem, because if those capital projects experience challenges, they do not have sufficient money to maintain it. So now what they are saying is that out of the money you have, say I'm going to do this project, also cater for the maintenance, because it appears that some of the water project has not been renovated for 20 years in the past. And now it's a problem. They need money for maintenance, and they need money for new projects, as we know that still the majority of our South Africans do not have access to clean water. So that's the challenge they are experiencing. Those were four recommendations by the Standing Committee on Appropriations. And if you look at it, it is based on those three mandates of the Standing Committee of Appropriations as mandated in the Money Bills Act. Mm.
Thank you for your answer.
No. Thank you. I was I was actually saying this, when you read this report, you must do it in conjunction with that one of the appropriations committee in the NDA. But at the same time, we need to also read it in conjunction with the report on finance on the same, on the MTBTS, which is being 86 already.
Yes.
Because when I look at this particular recommendation, much as they focus only on the rural development issues, but they complement those of in the appropriation, because they never elaborated further on this particular matter. And at the same time, some of the areas that Honorable Hills raised on pick them up well, some do reflect on the report, again on the MTBTS that is going to be done by the Finance Committee, on the Finance Committee report, 80 seat on Monday. So that's
probably
what
I'm
saying.
All right.
Just to make a concrete proposal, the content advisor is correct, and the mandate of the committee is probably more limited than what I said earlier. It essentially, I gather, focuses on Chapter 4, which is of the statement, which is the medium term expenditure framework and division of risk.
Yeah.
Now, if you, I'm sorry, I didn't bring mine, I'm borrowing his, but let me just talk you through it quickly. The main sections in this chapter are, the first one is called Finding Savings and Increasing Efficiency, which I think was in terms of appropriations, was the big push of what the minister was trying to tell us he was trying to do. I don't think it's appropriate that the recommendations of findings don't include anything on that. The second section is expanding employment and safeguarding social security. We have to comment on the appropriations in that section. The third one is improving the quality of education and skills development. We need to, the committee has to have a position on that, as with the next section, which is expanding the quality of healthcare. Now, the one section which we can clearly be comprehensive on is rolling out the comprehensive rural development strategy. That's great. I'm not contesting that. But, and then, sorry, the last two are built environment to support economic growth and broad-based approach to fighting crime. So out of these eight sections in the chapter, we're covering one very effectively. What I propose is that because we have many other reports we can have to deal with, that we send the team away to expand the findings and recommendations to include the six of the other sections that the minister covers in Chapter 4 with just high-level findings and recommendations with the reflected feelings of the committee on those sections, and just expand it to beyond rural development to include the other key issues in terms of appropriations that the minister highlights. What I'm proposing is that they go away and just expand these findings and bring them back up.
So you would want that to be added to 4.6?
I think that should be part of 4.6. The key findings should be expanded to include the sections that aren't just rural development. Because actually, in terms of appropriations, the key issue is finding savings and increasing efficiency. That's the minister's big push. The committee has to. You have to comment on that. You can't simply ignore it.
You done?
Done.
Thank you.
Chair, can I understand what is one of the other saying here? Are you saying they must extract those as their catch-ups here and put them here, or
no? I'm
make recommendations, because I think if we are to talk making concrete proposals, it will be better that you come up with those proposals here, so that they are included. As opposed to say no, go away and then come up with your own recommendation and do it back, because we also are having, remember, we must adopt this report today. And I find it to be extremely difficult for the staff to be able to do that. Unless, of course, you've got a concrete proposal that you say, this is the proposal that I want to make, and then you reflect on that, and if you agree, you include it.
So you see, thank you, Omar Chami. What we must do now.
Yes.
There's not another meeting to do it over again. There's no such thing.
Okay, sorry, Chairman. There's a lot of proposals. Let's hear Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
What it is that he's proposing.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with it. We'll finalize that.
Yeah.
Because he has heard what our technical people are saying. Based on that as well, let's hear that. Even if he does not do everything, just to get a sense of
of how he wants the recommendation to look like, where the technical people can work out the wording and so on. So that we agree on the principle.
What
should be specific? What else do you want to cover? You know, so that we can deal with that.
And it's very difficult to sit here in 5 minutes now to pull out the keys and find the issues and recommendations. Yeah, I don't know that we can do that. I think that's critical and possible. Because anything said, you've done a wonderful job. It's just when you get to the end, then we say, okay, all these things, only one of the keys on the answer is relevant, and our recommendations are only focused on the rules. Not to say that those are not key, that issue is not key, but the other ones we have no comment to make on them. And that's what the Honourable Harris is saying. We should have some comment on that. Now, I personally am not able to sit here and now quickly say, well, this is the comment I'd like to add. I'm just not able to do that.
In fact, this popular point feels very broad. They cover other departments as well. They cover the issue of look at the funding itself for work development. They cover the role of public works. They cover the role of water affairs. They cover the role of cooperative governance and traditional affairs in the whole question of rural development. The question then is, which other areas will not cover?
That's your point.
You know, we need to deal with that.
I want to go forward.
What we're saying, this is broad enough.
Yeah.
You know, it does not limit us at all. You know, we should zoom in on those areas that you feel that are not in line with public health, looking at the report.
Thank you, the Whip. Honorable Harris, is there anything else you want to add? That is not captured in the report.
My sense when I was listening to Mr. Harris, he was talking about the fiscal challenge. In other words, some of the things we are not going to be able to meet. And my impression was that he is saying this is not achievable. If I'm wrong, you will correct me. This is the first project from what was saying. Look, he said, this is an ambitious program. Are we going to meet it? Is that what you want us to include in the report? For me, if I'm wrong, you will actually correct me. Because if that is the case, for me, it would be, he can say it in the podium when he debates the portfolio. He can say all those things because there are no restrictions after all.
The minister will be present.
Yeah.
So there's another opportunity to take that angle.
Yeah.
Because we must be very clear on that. The minister said it many a time. We've got our priorities, but we must see how we align it with the resources available. That's the challenge. That is the biggest challenge, with the resources available to us. How are we going to meet these priorities? That is the challenge. And I can tell from the members it's going to take 5 to 6, 7 years. We can have dreams of the economy growing, but it's going to take hard work to get it going.
Channel your feeling for us. We are going to vote on the other.
All the members, are we...
I'm developing this position as we go. Mr. Lees is
proposal, I think, was excellent, because the reality is chapter 4 in this statement is adequately dealt with in this report, totally, very comprehensively. The content, people have done an excellent job of covering all of the issues in the statement. I suspect if we gave them, considering we're going to be here for a long time doing other reports, if we gave them, I mean, if I wasn't a member of the committee, I would throw away and do it myself. But in each of the sections under 5, they've dealt with the issues in the report, 5.1, 5.2, 5.3, 5.4, and 5.5. From each of those sections, all this committee needs to do is withdraw a recommendation in each section and expand the section on the rules of development. My view is that using this report would probably take an hour. And I agree with your point. I will stand and say exactly what I feel, what the party feels. I'm quite happy to do that. But I don't feel comfortable giving a report that only deals with one out of the 6 major sections in the statement in terms of recommendations. The report covers all the other 5 sections very, very well, but I just feel we need to make a recommendation. Even if the recommendation is just that the appropriation priorities are maintained as the minister has laid them out. Whatever the recommendation is, we at least need to comment on it at either 5, rather than just one. I suspect it would take an hour.
I want us to be flexible, because if we go to the House with a report that is being challenged in terms of its conduct, then we won't have a problem. Rather, let's allow the content technical session to just go and deal with the aspect that Mr. Harris is talking about. He has dealt with this before. He knows some of the issues. He can maybe touch on some of them in 15 minutes and come back here. In the meantime, he'll deal with other problems. He can do that in 15 minutes.
We welcome Mbembe Mbele. We are very privileged to have the deputy chair here of the NCMC. Welcome. Mr. Mkhize, how many times do you need?
Thank you, sir. I don't know why you make me to talk in this committee, but I'm not allowed to talk. Especially because I said deputy chair. If I knew, I wouldn't have said anything.
No.
We are working as a team here.
Thank you, sir. May I request 1 hour to go and look at the recommendations? The challenge we have as support staff to come up with recommendation is that recommendation is really truly the job, the key job of the members. So we found it difficult to come up with recommendations, but I understand that we didn't have sufficient time here to engage with the report. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
However, I would love to say that recommendation is what you propose that the House must do in order to correct the situation. So in the recommendation, we can't comment them, Honourable Harris and Ten, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's a polite wish, polite request to say, could you please do this in order to correct this?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, Chair, Mr. Harris has indicated which area he wants us to look at. Kavye Kuzoma, just go for 1 hour and then look at those areas and come back to us. In the meantime, let us do the report.
You see, all the members, if we had this document last night, I would have done my homework, but I can't do it now. It's totally impossible. See what we are dealing with. We're dealing with budgets of South Africa.
Yeah.
It's not the Charles de Beers budget. Something else. I want to ask now, Mr. Harris, do you quickly want a minute or two with Mr. Mkhize?
We can do that
as well. As we get, as we,
yeah.
that we take a cup of tea.
Yes.
You discuss your things for 5 minutes, and within 5 minutes we sit there.
Yeah.
All right.
Then it is walking. Put in the problem.
We also received this yesterday. And I'm going to ask the members if you read it, otherwise I'm going to give you.
Yes, we have.
You have read it?
Yes.
I've also gone through it. If I can put it on members page 1, are there any remarks you want to make, or additions, or whatever on page 1? On page 1 on the members, annual financial statement, 3/4 down the page. The financial statements of the commission received, I would say, an unqualified credit opinion. English is not my first language, but I remember from school. On a later note, from a page two. Further particulars, it's in the middle. The sentence starts on July 2009. I would say in July.
Yes.
There was a vacant position of the commissioner that is elected by organized local government, not the organized local government. By organized local government. If there's teachers amongst us, you must please
accept.
In July 2009, there was a vacant position of the commissioner that is elected by the organized local government.
By organized local
government. By organized. Just delete the word the. Then I carry on. It was reported that the commission was able to achieve what was required of it, not out of it. Delete the word out. The following paragraph. The commission had to be able to establish a risk management framework. I would say the commission established a risk management framework.
Yeah.
Mr. Chow, you got that one.
Yes.
Mr. Hindu, you got that one. Then at the bottom, honorable members must please help with the sentence. The further, now listen here, the further indicators that
should be data.
They further indicated that the commission is 90% or 99% dependent on allocation, on reallocation from government. The last sentence. It was also reported that they were experiencing a high take the first term, delete it. Over. Especially in the core business area. Not more specially. Especially.
That is the research.
Delete the word more. In the core business area such as research. And if there can be more funding, the challenge could be addressed. Satisfied with page 2. Excuse me. I put to you the honorable members page 3. The commission highlighted the following challenges. I went through that. The commission's information technology infrastructure, which is highly dependent, needs to be replaced. That's what came out of the meeting. Issues raised by the committee. The second bullet, the honorable chairman.
Sir, I'm not taking this to the need for asking through that question.
very possible in the individual thought, because those were the issues that were coming from other things. They will be kept up exactly in the meaning of the human.
But the challenge is,
I'm saying, because is it necessary for us to put that in the report? Because in any event, those issues will still be appearing in the news of the community, because this is where that issue that we're handling. I don't think there's a need for us to report the report.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the member said the same thing.
That's fine.
We can then remove that.
Alright, all the members, can we delete that one? We go to page 4. Responses, can we take that out as well? All the members, can we the whole page 4, delete that?
Yeah.
And then we go to page 5. Committee observation. There's 4 bullet points.
Mm-hmm. So do this before you find it.
Are you satisfied with the 4 bullets? I've got no problem with that. Recommendations? I just want to go back to the recommendations. The first bullet, the sentence, the committee recommends that National Treasury to consider increasing the budget. Who are you? Must assess with the language. The committee recommends that National Treasury consider increasing the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you say to increase?
No.
Well, what's the correct word?
Consider
increasing. Mm-hmm. Delete the word to. All members, I put the consider. Right, I guess after R. Any other inputs on this report?
Annual report.
It's 5 pages. I put this report in the committee.
Agreed.
On the room. Proposes the seconder. We just want the minutes to be correct. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, honourable members. That brings us to that.
Can you open the cash and brief the rest of the members who are not here about the other report?
This one?
Yes.
Honourable members, yes. I went through the... I spoke to one by others before the meeting.
Oh, okay.
But honourable Bloom just arrived.
Hmm.
The other report, members, is about the meetings we had with the FFC as well as provincial departments on conditional grant spending. Arts and culture, education, public works, and health. Now I went through them. There's 4. The report on arts and culture has been drafted, according to me, in a presentable way. I don't have other words. I'm trying to express myself. If you look at it, observations, resolution. Observations, resolution. And so it goes on. There's a specific layout of it. But the other 3 is not in line with this one. So I write at the top, I wrote it up good examples. My proposal is that these 3 come in line with this one. Because it was all the same meeting dealing with different problems. Specifically in terms of the construction of sentences, etc. Otherwise, we're going to have a language lesson here for the next 3 hours. It took me 3 hours last night to go through that. There's no crisis that this must be dealt with next week on Tuesday now. So we've got, I think, a bit space of time. The technical people must assist us here. Mr. Andrew, another John.
Yeah, Chair, I think you are right. This quarterly reports are not going to be tabled in the next week or 2 months. Mm. So we don't necessarily have the new rush to deal from that. But I would suggest that, because I also share the view of the Honourable Chair, that there's one report that said a good model on how the other should look like. And then we have made comments, I'm sure other members tonight have made comments. What we should agree that we don't give this now, and then we take all the comments from members, including the way we want it to be done as Chair, and give it to the Secretary so that we prepare them in the format and model that we believe is right. And then we can then adopt them in one of our sessions in the beginning of next week. Then, so that we give concentration on those that will be tabled to next week, which we have already dealt with just as a panel on the MCJ. Yeah.
Commissioner, want to express yourself on that?
Yeah, it's a question. I fully agree, but my it's just a question for clarification. Who has drafted the report? Why the one drafted in that way and the other drafted in the same way? I fully support what you are saying.
No, no, that's one of your questions.
Yeah, find out why. Why.
Okay, I think what we seem to be. I think there's a problem of staffing which we are going to raise with the relevance. Because now he's sitting two committees and he's one. Mm-hmm. And we have been having meetings every day trying to catch up. So he was bound to make some of his administrative mistakes. But I think it's something that we hope that in the new year it has been corrected.
I informally we engage at the legislature where I come from. Committee reports, before he came to the committee, he went to Anzac for language correctness, etc. There's specialized people just looking at it. It's not the secretary's job. Mm. He goes to that section. Mm. And after that, then he comes to the committee. Mm. And the committee deals with that report. Mm. Now, doesn't it seem to me it happens here, they make use of a content advisor as the Anzac official, in brackets. So, because of the workload of this committee since we started, it's just impossible to do what we're not in heaven yet, we're going there, but we must try to get there. So that is the circumstances.
Yes.
And Mr. Rento is serving two committees. It's a difficult situation.
Very, very, very difficult.
I take it for myself. So
yeah.
That is the picture. Thank you, honorable members. That wouldn't stand over. The only thing that we have left now is the report.
Can't you finish Alan Dota?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
But I think that is.
So, must we wait for you?
Yeah.
All right. I'll grab another cup of tea then. Except. Honorable members. Yes. I've just received two apologies. It came late, so I don't know if you want to entertain it. Honorable Bunda is fighting a by-election in Atlanta. Honorable Zulu is at a funeral in KZN. But it's Honorable Zulu is not attending meetings as it's supposed to be.
If
I must give him points, it would be a very good point. The point is, if we are committed to be here, we must also be here.
And it's unfortunate because
we asked if the executive proposal that she was going to bring my name.
if that would apply to you. Made a note, and the following morning I contacted Mr. Tao and the researcher asking him, go into this and see what you can get.
Okay.
And he came up with a research report, and I've only got this one copy yet. The question was, and I asked it to our look, what is our responsibility now? We heard this, we read it. What's the responsibility of the NCOP where we deal with problems? See this background. Must we call in our department? What is happening in your department? Give us a picture.
Was there any oversight
work done? That the fingers were, are not pointed at us and said that you did nothing. Going back to the workshop that the NCP has at the Lagoon Beach Hotel, with that background. That's why I asked the question, our responsibility now, what do the NCP do in a case like this? I've been here since May. I've been a legislator for 10 years, but I'm putting this on the table.
How
downstage? You want to say something?
No, I was just saying that is where the premier is more disturbed. Who is actually. Okay, let me.
On the channel from the Northwest, is
yeah,
from.
Just going to say. That's the your area. No,
that's.
Yeah. Now, Shepard
said, I thought for there was.
I think that in, that in investigation now by the Premier, they have said that National Treasure will take over the three departments, the four departments. Now, I don't think that it will be proper for us to intervene now because this thing was done Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I personally think if we want to have information, then we must wait for National Treasury, and the National Treasury will give us the extent in which those departments are doing.
Make sure.
No, I think because in terms of the constitution, the NCOP needs to be advised of the last. Intervention 14 days after they kicked in. So once the NCOP has formally been advised, I would suggest that maybe it should be one of our priorities that as we come back, we get Friday just to brief us on the
situation. Yeah.
So that we monitor, because we are required to monitor the situation at the NCOP, that is how it unfolds. But although it is one department that is under administration, but it covers is transport, public works, and roads, because they are being clubbed together as one department under one agency. Then the rest of the others, health, social development, agriculture, and the premier's office, they are under forensic investigation.
Yes.
But that, if I can brief members, the situation that is. Public Works has exhausted its budget for this year.
Yeah.
And now they are in and out of court because contractors are taking them to court. But it is largely because of the funds that were committed by the previous. So, but
I think as soon as we come back, then we have to get Treasury to brief us as a community and hear what is actually happening in that side. But the one thing, Chair, whilst we are still waiting for the report, I wanted to suggest to the committee and maybe taking the advantage of the committee chair. Chair, we had actually discussed this on our day, but we still have to formally bring this to our attention as well as the chief speech, that given the responsibility of these two committees, we share numbers with them, we join it most of the time. We only swap chairs and sign two registers, unlike in the MA where members are separate completely from one another. And we understand it because we don't have enough numbers this time. But we are going to request that consideration be made to make sure that members who participate in this committee should all of them at least be alternate in other committees. So that, because with now the introduction of this Money Bill Amendment Procedures Act, it brings more responsibility and this particular timeline are contested. And I'm sure next year the situation won't be like this year, because once the public knows that they can participate in issues of budget and what, more will want to come and we must do oversight, must call departments, quarterly, and all those things. Mm-hmm. So we would want that to be the issue of membership of this committee to look into. I don't think it will be a problem if we serve in other committees. Most of the committees, yes. And then with the support also of the division. So that our meeting don't clash with other committees, so that we always form a quorum. And the other thing is that we will be waiting until the parliament closes, because the staff will be here. We will be waiting with the chair to try to prepare for next day, because our view was that at least when we start next day, the first 2 days we must have that strategic planning meeting, where we will also adopt the first quarter plan. Just going through the responsibilities of what the finance committee is and what appropriation, trying to separate them and including all issues that we have identified as issues causing smooth operation of the committee in the new year. But those are the things that we want to do during this period, including our strategic plan, both the strategic plan of finance and appropriation, so that we, when we start in the new year, I think we have oiled our machine.
Can I ask that the you actually make the weekly progress?
The weekly?
Yes. Is it to when the committee is
up? I've done it already from my desk in my office, but I really have not.
We want to support them, but it will be very difficult for us. Let me make an example of commission of them. You see, commissioner is our person on the constitutional and justice and police. You see, and I really want, and his heart is also here. He's always in this meeting. But then meetings are clashing as well, you see. So it is very difficult. The same with me. I want to be here. But then I must be in other meetings as well, in other committees, even the weekly meetings of my party. We must work out something. I really want to be in all these meetings, and what Chairperson Chanyan said now. We want to do this, but I'm making an example of the commissioner there. The commissioner must, and that is a party decision, that he must be in that committee. You see?
No, you're right, Honorable. I think that part of all things in other, and you are not considering the feather. You still have got other priorities from your own part. I think this whole problem will always, fortunately, the proclaiming week is our week. We will always try to take the advantage of
I just wanted to, the Honourable Charlie mentioned an excellent point, but in summary, what is your concrete resolution or proposal around the membership of committees? Was it that the members of the Appropriation and Finance should not have responsibility for other committees?
Mm.
What was your proposal?
Yeah. I was looking into that way, but practically it won't be possible in the sense that let's take for example yourself, you find that your priority committee might be not only this one, in terms of your party, you might have another one or two committees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say you must be removed from the Appropriation and Finance, meaning your party will suffer in terms of you on other committees, so it's COOP and so it's IFP.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, because at least now, in terms of the last 2 weeks, through our engagement with the House Chair Committees and the Proclaiming Week, we were able to find enough space for our committee to have its own meetings without the travel, clashing with other committees. I think to avoid a situation where we have to stop and wait for a forum, we have to, as much as possible, make sure that the proclaiming part of things next day is done in such a way that there's no clashes at this particular meeting.
Yes, sir. Well, I would rather say let's give us time in programming to deal with some of the issues and the principles around them. Because the question of asking people now to forego other committees really is going to be a problem. Because the party issue as well.
Yeah.
And it's not just done. But I would rather say, for instance, I'm just making an example, Sean, that one area we could look at, just an example, make sure that the Finance Committee meets first than other committees. That's one example that we could adopt. You know, let's say it starts at half a page. Oh, no, we can't do that because of the principles that we have adopted. Because we allowing in-house committees to sit between half a page and 10 o'clock. But there are mechanisms we could look at. You know, there are mechanisms you could get to accommodate the finance. So, we need to, without undermining other policies, we need to grade them in terms of our own principles and just say to ourselves, this is the challenge. And how do we accommodate this challenge? Like I say, man, without undermining other policies, because that's another issue that we deal with. Because the other committees will feel undermined greatly. Because if we deal with the challenge first, Trump, and say, this is the bulk of the work that these two committees need to do, and how do we find time to make sure that they meet with the challenge? Like, for instance, something that is statutory, which is the implementation of the money bill that Ochane is talking about. It is statutory. And we must program accordingly. Because if we don't do it, the finance minister is not going to be able to do ABCD.
Yeah.
Government departments are not going to be able to spend, you know, and so on. It creates a whole chain reaction if we don't do certain things at this level. So I'm saying we need to look at those challenges and program accordingly. Some will be easy, some will be difficult. For instance, to implement the act is a priority. We can't do otherwise. We must implement the act. Then you can be flexible with other committees.
Yeah. And they look, because of this, you will meet the status at a time. You know, that kind of thing. I'm thinking of meeting, starting the fire as well, 5 o'clock, up until 9 o'clock, that kind of thing, which could help. You know, I've done it in the problem. It worked wonderfully.
Yeah,
no, it's kind of
yes,
you know. Yes. Because the parliament has to agree that the working hours in parliament, let's say are from 8:30 to, let's say, to 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Then if that is agreed to, then you will not have problems, you know, in scheduling committee meetings, yeah, you know, using that. Because at the moment we merely using the half past eight, in fact 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which is a constraint in itself. Mm. You know, but some other committees do sit in the National Assembly from 6 o'clock up until 9 o'clock. We have to deal with those politically. It has to be agreed to in principle. Then we can begin to program according to, including the shifting other committees to prioritizing some of the things. So I'm saying if you could say finance and appropriation, health, that's another committee that is challenged. Education, that is another committee that is challenged. If you can group those together and say these kind of committees have this much to do. And then what do we do in terms of programs? I don't think we cannot overcome it.
Yeah, no, we will. We will overcome it.
Where was this guy?
Yeah.
Where was
but don't you think, yeah. Don't you think that it would then warrant us to have a meeting with the chairperson of committee?
Yeah, those can
be
discussed at that level as well.
Yeah. I think it would be better if we
accept the principle.
The principle. And then we have a buy-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are people who won't be able to work.
Well, I need to prepare input.
You say you have your own program up to five.
That is exactly what you need to take to yourself, to your, the providing officers.
I think the best way of dealing with this is to have a special meeting. All the chairpersons of committee, and then actually table this.
Yeah.
And if we can have a buy-in, it will work out smoother. Because at some stage, I was even thinking that if, you know, Ubafela, Makana, and us could actually even talk to the suggesting of saying, our committee must be in line. And that way, if we talk about this prioritization, it might actually make the way of people not running around and
When you start to tell,
it's a
good proposal. Yeah. When you started, I also indicated that this committee will have to meet on Friday mornings. We've got no choice. Seeing the workload. And work like today until 12:30, then you finish.
And also, it is a joint committee.
Pardon?
It is a joint committee.
It's a joint committee, so yes. Yes, it is. So, in other circumstances, we are in now.
Yes. Fridays are fine.
For this committee, not Friday. Remember, myself and you participate in the
The system is they are running every 14 days.
Yeah.
And that's 1 week and then we're going to the another one.
And you can grab the other week.
The loose Friday we will grab. If I can put it that way.
Yeah, but will one Friday be enough? Because this committee is having a lot of work.
You see, this committee, Chairperson, is doing oversight over all the departments.
Mm-hmm.
And other committees are only concentrating on one.
Sure.
You understand? You can't have, after 14 days, a meeting in this committee. It must be every Friday, if it is Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until now, we wish we would have scheduled for Wednesday. Wednesday is finance appropriate. But in addition to that, to
Friday. He's asking for another 15 minutes.
15?
15. Appointment as well.
No, I have another issue to raise. Sorry, a separate issue. It's time. Sorry.
Yes?
It's just a proposal for next year's program committee. I've been thinking, reading all of these reports, and I remember that meeting we had with the FSC, with their recommendations on the budget. And it occurred to me that the FSC is actually a wonderful institution that we've established. And in many ways, we probably don't utilize them enough. And I remember sitting, that they had these recommendations for this year's budget, and Treasury was sitting there. It was just one representative from Treasury. And it occurred to me that the link between the FSC and Treasury, we need to perform oversight on that link. We need to work out, perhaps we could do something like a 5-year review of the FSC and look at over the last 5 years, these are the things that each year the FSC has been recommending in the budget. How much of it has been implemented by the Treasury? And if it hasn't been implemented, why not? Because the FSC is meant to be an independent body that understands the trade-offs in finances, but provides objective advice to the Treasury. And in my mind, I think it would be useful for this committee to have a view on that link, on how much of the last 5 years has been influenced by the Treasury, and if they haven't done it, then why not? Because I think that there's a lot of commissioners in the FSC who are very skilled, and we maybe don't utilize them enough. So perhaps we could have a workshop with them where we review the last 5 years and we can present these were the key recommendations for the FSC and this is what Treasury's response was. Why was not implemented? I've never done anything like that as a committee.
On that point, when the FSC met with us in S26, Dr. Sitai made the proposal that they will come and do a workshop for on what are they actually doing. That is still, we didn't intend it to entertain. So Mr. Renter, you can make a note there.
Yeah.
On page 5, on the document where they made their recommendation about the division of revenue, the last paragraph points to what you are saying. This is where we are. I see it in front of me now. Precisely that. Also, about the intergovernmental fiscal relationships. This is a huge challenge within the body. It comes out from page 5. And that's the thing I think that we might address to assist them to do better. Honourable members, so thank you for all those inputs. Mr. Renter, make a note. While we're still waiting, next on our program, this program was approved for Wednesday the 18th, the afternoon at 2 o'clock. We're supposed to deal with the Development Bank of South Africa on their 2009 annual report. They are still scheduled and they are still available. I just want to give clarity that the Thursday program of the Pingman shifts to Tuesday the 17th.
Yes. Wednesday is
clear. So we can go on with that. Thank you. And I just want to get clarity.
Clarity on?
Our meeting for the 18th of November, 2 o'clock the afternoon, when we deal with DMBSA. Because the morning at 8:30, there's a workshop on the implications of the money belt amendment procedure and related matters.
Yeah.
I should say, invitation to
yes,
the program.
Yeah.
So we attend that until 1 o'clock, half past 1, and then go into our meeting with the GBSA.
Yeah.
So when is the last day?
No.
No,
it's
not. I
just made sure that members will be still be here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you see what happened now in the National Assembly
last night.
All the people, we have saved the situation now as NCOP to elect the chairperson. All the people are already gone.
So we must,
if you are going to continue with that program, we must make sure.
But taking that point on the bloom, then the leadership in the NCOP must actually put out the directive and say, we work here until your committee goes to finish.
Yeah, even
there's a mutual understanding.
Even with the National Assembly, the understanding is that it rose last night.
It rose. So then,
but committees are continuing. But here you
have this crucial point.
The NCOP is the same. Whilst we are rising next week, committees. The resolution was that let committees finish their opinion.
We have to. We finish our work on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We work on our draft program for January, February.
Yeah.
You will do that. Myself, and Chad, we'll do that.
And then you go.
I'm glad we've got the program in working with Deputy Chair.
Yeah.
I have two questions. The one is on the Wednesday, on the program, it says that workshop ends at 4:20. And so, how do we have a finished meeting at 2 if that's the case? And then secondly, I have already floated the flag with the chairs, my concerns around moving of all the programs from Thursday to Tuesday, because... even if you look at it, we started 2 with questions, 2 debates, 3 statements, voting on appropriations, and farewell speeches. I'm very interested to see if we can finish that before midnight.
The new proposal now is that we start at 12.
Okay.
Yeah, and deal with the report, especially related to statements. All statements the judge was before lunch. And then we take on the rest of the report after lunch. We're looking at we're looking at 6:00, 7:00.
And the workshop end time?
You see, that's the thing I didn't want to raise a shot. Because I heard what the House Chair said. Because we said when we made the proposal in the programming committee, we need more time because to deal with the implementation. Now I didn't want to argue against what you raised. I didn't want to. Now you have a meeting at 2:00 on Wednesday.
Approved before the workshop was arranged.
That's not a problem, sir. Yeah. My proposal would be, why don't you go back to the chair, two house chair, and start that thing out with them.
But another consideration, chair, but why we can keep going to the chair, we do not have any other days because of in anticipation that
now Thursday is free.
Now Thursday is free, but although we have already communicated with those people,
and you know you go back to them and say, let's say they're not available.
Yeah.
But in terms of this money, this amendment procedure act,
yes.
Most of us here, I'm not so honorable with Harry because I'm going to ask you last week. For example, myself, I'll be attending the, this should be my 15th, not a pot, and yourself, workshop that you attend. The same workshop, on the procedure itself. Let alone that I'm also part of the political committee of the bill,
that
is actually trying to implement things in and all those stuff. But when we raise the honorable child, that is the need for this particular workshop in that particular shepherding, that we understand that all shepherds of other committees should also be brought on board, including members, so that we all understand these implications and what is bringing forth to us. So that's why we're saying, members of finance committee, let's all go in the morning. In the afternoon, we are just and just go there.
Then that's very different,
The last part of that workshop, if I remember correct, is about international relations and things like that.
Yeah, it's two issues.
It's two issues. Are you on your way?
But in any case, in any case, I'll bound it again with Tao and Mamakai.
Then we're waiting for. Then we went through everything, we're just waiting.
No, we're waiting for that, but the same thing.
Can these things be read
out?
Do we have to go?
Do we have to go?
Don't go now. Don't go. No. At least 10 minutes.
We're having a meeting now, and people are waiting for me now.
Just bring the draft.
No, not 10 minutes. I can wait for 3 minutes. Not 10 minutes.
Not 10. So what then now? Is he not supposed to be here?
He's supposed to be here. We let him see now. He's a
No, you can't do that.
He's supposed to, I told him to come here. I told him that no, now that he will come here.
Yeah. Because you assisted him.
I agree. So maybe he's having a party there and he's not telling us. He's not telling us.
He's coming now. Yes.
I'm going to
It's what has happened with my son. Funny message comes to my phone, and that is the only time I know, they stole my phone.
We are waiting for you in the finance meeting. You said in China, where are you there? We are in E444. Yes. Wait, I don't actually hear you. Okay.
So,
Okay.
We can never get a call. I think some of the parties have a lot of other meetings. I'd like to be
let us deal with that fashion.
Well, the way it is now.
And then when you go to
sometimes you don't know community.
Yeah,
you
cannot like it. Yeah, no, it's true from what
you don't know.
And it's because of something. Of the
stomach. Sometimes you don't even have it.
They don't have the fingerprints because they are not ready.
The whole stand of Rutherford, Rutherford will respond.
The most dangerous thing is that these people, you know, it's from different countries.
Well, man, my worry is most of the people are young men who have been trained militarily, by the way. Most of them are highly trained. And if we
have a second question,
wow.
Thanks. You are out of order. Oh, brother. Brother, now you are saying I'm out of order. Oh,
why is you are out of order?
No, why? Why? Call me to order.
You are disrupting the meeting. The meeting. It's busy.
Just give me 3 minutes.
There's a problem. I can also go.
Direct number 6.2 only. 6.1 was there before, which is the noting. 6.2 only. 6.2 is made of 6.2.1, 6.2.2.
What is that word?
I'd have to include those under key finding.
There's 6.2 only under key finding. And it's a direct quotation from the
MBA. No, I understand. I'm saying that was one honorable
yes. Yes. Okay. And then 7.2 up to 7.5.
When Professor Parsons made his input during the public hearing, he referred to the restructuring of public entities and specific ESCOM where they as what are they called? Usha is making proposals to ESCOM and to assist ESCOM. Because I was present at that hearing. That word, does it come from the Sankiza?
6.2.
What does it mean? What does that mean?
You were saying it comes from?
The MCVPS document.
I haven't got my document with me, that's why I'm a bit lost.
This one. You were saying you quoted it from?
So that's
my life.
Which page is it?
Who says that?
That's 10.8. It's the minister, you're talking about 6.2.
Yes.
It's the minister who suggests that I'm going to save money by doing the following.
Yeah.
To rationalize. That's a direct quotation.
That's Gordon, eh?
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
6.2.4, sentence number, that sentence there. It's not procedural menu, it's procurement.
Procurement,
yeah.
Sorry,
is it? 6.2.4.
Not
procurement. I feel like
that's a good
one. And fully we're going in and it's...
Yes, the fully. It was not edited at all.
No. Okay.
Oh, there's the procedural menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Procurement.
From Ben?
Hmm? Ben.
Which one? Because later.
The one after here, Nancy.
Ah, yeah, that's nice. Nancy, you're right.
If you change grammar, we change in Alakuzu, it's 6.1 here.
6.1?
Life in rural areas is unbearable.
Oh, yes, that is changed. We say
it's difficult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've changed it already.
And then this is undesirable, not undesired.
Yes.
We changed it as well.
No, we didn't change it. The whole report was...
What is that on there?
Which one is it? Under 6.1.
Undesirable.
Oh. Undesirable.
And then the last sentence is 6.2. Mokala. What is that? F double Y.
Fully.
I hope you are not an alien chief and we think you are human.
Now this 6.1 to 6.5 comes from page 48.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In this document.
Why do we duplicate it? Something we are going to do, why do we put it here again?
I think, sorry Chair, the logic of putting it here again is that, is that when it comes to looking at the appropriations on the DORA, it's the emphasis of the main constraint in terms of appropriations for this budget. And I think findings, I mean, by definition, findings aren't going to be new. By and large, they're going to be emphasis of matters in the...
But what if the minister stands up in the system in response? So you are asking me to do something, I identify myself.
That's the reason it's a finding, not a recommendation.
It's
the findings are issues which you've noted. Recommendations are drawn from the findings as proposed. So, we're simply noting it as emphasis, which is my
logic.
The word finding if we have the findings,
Numbering. I'm putting to you the thought that was added now, which comes word by word from page 48 of the master document.
I can only support the 6.22 if it's there or less. Otherwise,
is there a direct quotation?
Is there a direct quotation? Yeah. I don't think it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Other members, are you in agreement there?
Yeah.
Thank you for progress. Now, you must please assess me. Yes, 7. Recommendation is the idea that it stays as it is.
7.1 is the same. We must look at 7.2 up to
7.6. Read it.
The 7.2 is
not here.
The comment is another. The comment
is another. 7.2 was a response to the crisis, economic crisis.
If you say, yeah, sorry, I just want to check on board. If you say it's there already, where is
it? No, I'm saying, Charles,
this scheme is already there. Yeah.
Right, okay.
If you have government, they've agreed to. Right.
A few months ago.
As a stimulus for this economic to companies.
In other words, it says those people who have been laid off must come onto the actually benefit.
7.3, the committee that government expects.
It's the recommend.
Yeah,
the committee recommends. The committee that government recommends. Yes.
The committee recommends.
Well, the committee recommends.
The government extend the wage basis service mechanism to other sectors to apply.
Well, the reason we actually discussed this with the conscience advisor that I didn't feel that the committee was in a position to define sectors. If we rather just say it was open to extensions to other sectors.
Okay.
I don't think we have the technical knowledge to tell them what to do. So it's a great idea that needs to be updated.
7.4.
7.5 is implementation.
Can I make an amendment or propose an amendment to 7.5? If you look at
7.5.
Yes.
Can we finalize 7.4? Can I ask you a question? We are saying the committee recommends that the presidency review. What is being reviewed here is just the efficiency and the effectiveness
of the education expenditure.
Yeah? That is what we are saying they should review. Mm-hmm. Not that the budget is high.
No. Okay. They're talking about
the effectiveness.
When you say the money we put in, what we get out of it.
That's right,
And Mr. Manuel also does that in February, where he tables
That's right. So, okay, fine. Yeah, they might just establish a mechanism in order to, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. We should have said they should come up with an instrument to do that. But it's okay. We'll take it up some other time. Okay. That is?
Thank you, Chairperson. You know me best, or you
are? I interrupted you.
Are you still in the book?
If you look at page 10 of the original report from the conference advisor, it's a section that deals with quality of healthcare.
Page 10, let's just go to page 10. Which paragraph?
Well, okay. The last paragraph is the HSRC recommendation.
The fourth line, first end of the fourth line, on the last paragraph.
Well, yeah, the entire spirit of that paragraph is the HSRC. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, but this is a true reflection of what they were recommended. Is that there's actually just not enough funding going into the healthcare sector to address the quality of service. And they recommend quite strongly that the budgets are insufficient and they need to be increased. Now, to me, that is a very necessary precondition of the National Health Insurance. If the system can't cope with existing needs, we can't introduce a system that's going to put more pressure on it. We need to fix the current under expenditure, raise that level, fix the health sector in terms of the service they provide, and then the NHR becomes a feasible alternative. So my proposal for that line is that we rewrite it to say the committee recommends, and we strongly support the HSRC in that. The committee recommends that additional increases in health budgets are appropriate in 2010 to address the quality of service in the public sector, which is a precondition of the implementation of the National Health Insurance System. So I'm essentially suggesting that we take the SRC's recommendation and we adopt it as a recommendation of the committee and link it to the NHR.
No, we can't change the protocol.
When the minister addressed the House and he addressed the committee, he said they are laying the basis, that was his word, they are laying the basis for their system. And it's going to take time. There were questions, I think Uncle Swak asked him the question.
I don't have a problem with the principle of looking at efficiency issues in the health sector as proposed, but it should come up as another sentence. It should not be a precondition for the implementation of the National Health Insurance System. I would rather prefer the proposal to be a separate paragraph altogether, or sentence, whatever it's called. Because, like in education, for instance, to start, you need to do ABCD to improve efficiency. Yeah. But
just a point of clarity, if I may. You're correct. The problem with education is an efficiency problem. We spend more at the sense of GDP than any country on earth on education.
Yes.
The problem with health, though, it's not about efficiency. It's about the fact that we just don't give enough money. The HSRC is correct in saying that health budgets need to be increased. And all I'm saying, and you're right, we can add it as a separate point, but we should adopt the HSRC's recommendation that health budgets need to be increased.
This was a coming year. The minister also indicated, he was very serious about this. In health, you've got a huge administration, and your medical practitioners is that it must be the other way around. And it's the process of turning that around. And that's going to take time.
Yeah.
That is to get more doctors, more sisters, more nurses, etc.
You can capture what Harry is saying, but we should not link it to
the... Your proposal on the machine...
No, as he puts it, I'm supporting the idea of a new sentence.
Could you assist us with that?
As a recommendation. But it should not, yeah. All I'm saying is that
The difference is that it should not be linked to the NHIF. That's all.
My view is that we should keep it as is now.
Yes.
As it says under 25. Well, one can still argue that one of the problems of health relates to efficiency. Not only the issue of financing, and with the minister having told us about the 10-point plan that they are implementing. I think I would request that we keep it the way it is captured now and don't be following it.
No. We agree that 7.5 stands as it is, but we are also saying, to accommodate what Mr. Harris is saying, we need another someone as a new recommendation, not linked to 7.5.
Can I propose that we just hear? Then 7.6 becomes, if the committee agrees with HMRC, the 7.6 becomes, the committee recommends that additional increases in health budget are appropriated in 2010 to address the quality of service in the public sector.
Yeah.
I noted you. We've heard that. Noted you.
Yeah, no. All I was saying is that let's not put condition on the HI. For the establishment of health insurance. So long as we sensitize the ministry in contributing more to the budget, and also in the same breath, the issue of efficiency should be, but it should be a separate thing, then it's fine. There's no problem.
I'm comfortable with the.
Are you covered?
Whatever. I'm not worried about that.
I'm not worried about your insurance.
Okay.
I just want to go back. Mr. Mkhize, you captured?
Yes. Our line with Honorable.
Yes.
Then the last one. 7.6 as it is on page. Are you in agreement?
I think the of in the third line, the second of, the second word in the third line is of, it needs to be deleted. The third line, the second word is of, it should be deleted. Work together in capacitating understanding of
the detailed word. Okay.
And.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there minutes on this meeting being taken?
The bathroom word.
I don't know how that. I know this issue was brought up in the joint meeting, but the reality is for me and my position and my party's position on 7.5 as it stands, if we're going to retain it, then I can't agree with that recommendation because my party and my province is not convinced that the NHI. The NHI that's referred to in the as it stands is the solution to that it actually needs to be improved.
Well, that's a position you can take on.
Yeah, not a
position. What I'm saying is that they're
listening. We had the same situation, honorable members, with honorable Amprosini, where he came up with his position and he was allowed, and I listened to him in the debate, and he didn't say actually much on that. I was quite amazed.
Yeah.
Didn't utilize his time effectively in terms of what he was saying. But that's besides the point.
Yes.
So there will be a debate on this. And you are free to put your views.
I just wanted a minute to know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, President says we noted on the minute.
Yes.
Yeah. That was consent.
Yes.
From
our administrative time. Yeah. You're right. All the members, anything else?
I move for adoption.
I put this then to the committee.
There's a proposer, seconder. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you for your cooperation. Now we will be informed also by our whip. Now on the debate, because we are leaving each other now and we are seeing each other on Tuesday morning. There will be a debate on the members, and our listener, please assist now, the co-chair. Who's going to do what? How are we still here? The debate is on the medium term public policy statement. That will be the debate that's indicated here on the center program. On the channel, it seems a written note here.
Capacitating the
work together.